You're listening to Sydney's Best Breakfast. And now, the UK Report.
And let's get to Adam Gilchrist now from the UK. Adam, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Not too bad. Now, the COVID vaccine, there's a lot of stuff rattling around, certainly the internet, about it. But now you've got a UK MP that's got in trouble with his own party for making some pretty extreme comments.
Yes, this is not about COVID denial or vaccine denial. It's going a little bit further than that. And so Andrew Bridgen, a Conservative MP for Leicestershire, has got into a bit of trouble. Indeed, he's been suspended from Parliament for 5 days, and his party will have a good look at what he's said. Essentially, he's accused of crossing a line and causing great offence. What he said was he believes that the vaccine, I mean, produced in the UK, some of them, but around the world, and that most of us will have taken, the vaccine is causing more harm than good and is costing lives. So therefore, he's accused of misinformation, suggesting that there is any amount of independent evidence that this is not the case. But in particular, he compares the COVID vaccine and what it's done to humanity with the Holocaust and what it did to the Jewish population of Europe. At which point, any number of people are going, hang on a moment, there's freedom of speech, there's the right to have a view, there's certainly a right to have a different view, but is that going way too far? At this stage, the suggestion is yes.
Yep, all right, so he's pointed, look, you see stuff on Twitter, there's lots of stuff being pushed around, you then do a little bit of work on that and you find that it ain't the way it looks, but they are going to have an investigation into what he said, so we'll see what comes of all of that. That's in the UK now. This is a fascinating one, because we're in this age where everything is expendable, the throwaway society. You can buy an iron for next to nothing these days, so if your iron breaks down, just go and buy a new one. But the old repair centres seem to be coming back.
Yes, that's the thing. Why would you buy? Why wouldn't you buy a new one when they are so cheap? Relatively, except of course they're not quite as cheap as they used to be. Yeah. Prices have gone up, cost of living's gone up, wages have not kept pace. Lo and behold, also in our disposable society, we're talking about all sorts of things that we're trying not to throw away and add to the rubbish heap. And the suggestion is that we're getting 70 billion tons of discarded stuff, gadgets in particular, a year, not just the UK, but around the world. But in the UK, the thought is that 80% of all broken electrical items could be fixed. So what we're seeing is these so-called fixing factories. They never would have been called that before. They'd have been called the bloke round the corner who can fix it, or there's a guy I know in the Mile End Road sort of thing. So in our disposable single-use plastic society, these fixing factories, there are at least a dozen of them now spread around the UK, and probably more than that, because a lot of them are just small community enterprises, who are now actually fixing, as well as wonky laptops, yeah, but also broken toasters, kettles, lamps, heaters, cameras, anything with wires in it, basically. Mobile phones, 5 billion mobile phones will be thrown away just this year, at which point you think, well, maybe mobile phones can't always be fixed, maybe we also move on with the technology, but there's so much stuff. I'm a big fan of Jack D, his series Lead Balloon. In it, there's a whole episode in which he seeks, I think it's to get a toaster fixed, if memory recalls, and he, of course, can't get it fixed. Well, maybe now we're turning a corner on that, and you can actually sort stuff out. How amazing is that?
Yeah, if someone could show you how to do it, it'd be fantastic. It'd be really good, wouldn't it?
Even better, yeah. I mean, I remember my granddad sitting there with his glasses perched on the end of his nose, fixing stuff. I mean, he didn't always do a great job, but still, that society, I mean, that's all gone, isn't it? Well, maybe it's coming back a little bit.
Maybe. All right. We have people listening to us right now in relation to these things. Who knows? Adam, most interesting. Thank you so much. Adam Gilchrist reporting to us there from the UK.